Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, June 14, 1817, notices for several runaway blacks, their descriptions and rewards for their return were published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette. During this period before emancipation, many enslaved people would run away for a number of reasons. For example, some would attempt to escape cruel treatment and others to rejoin friends and family on neighboring plantations, since those who bought and sold enslaved people did not hesitate to sell them regardless of their family ties. One such enslaved person was Harry Tubbs, a yellow-skinned carpenter who went simply by the name Harry. The notice, which was addressed to constables and others, wrote that Harry mapped out his escape from Mount Clapham Plantation by falsely stating that he had been sent into the country to purchase cart fellows. Harry was described as having feet with much infested chiggers, especially the size and heels. It was believed he was possibly being harbored in Christchurch, where he was known, or at several plantations where he had connections. One such was a woman named Amelia at Mrs. Selman's near Fisher Pond. Amelia was formerly the property of the late Dr. Collamore, and so too were other Negroes based at Jardine's in St. George. It was also claimed that Harry could have been harbored by a carpenter named Joe Eady, who was owned by Mrs. Eady from near Enmore. The notice of his getaway pledged that whoever secured and delivered him to Mount Clapham Plantation would be fully rewarded, but it warned that all persons employing him will be rigidly prosecuted. On the other hand, G.O.J. Hardin, presumably the owner of a Negro woman named Diana, who according to him had, quote, absented herself a fortnight ago without provocation, unquote, offered an $8 reward for anyone who apprehended and delivered her back to him. Diana was formerly the property of J.G. Eastman Esquire, and it was assumed that she may have been harbored by some of his servants or at Four Square Plantation, where she had numerous acquaintances. Persons were cautioned not to harbor her and masters of vessels against taking her from the island, as any person brought to conviction would be dealt with as the law directs. In the event that Diana became aware of the notice, Hardin assured her that if she returned of her own accord, she would be pardoned. In a similar case, slave owner Sarah E. Bibby issued a notice of another $8 reward for the apprehension and lodgement in the cage of her mulatto woman slave named Jane Francis, who was formerly the property of Richard P. Pyle, Esquire. 20-year-old Jane Francis was described as having a full visage and was about 5 feet 2 inches tall. Her father was said to be enslaved at Buckley's Plantation in the parish of St. George, and she also had connections in Bridgetown, where it was, quote, most likely she was being harbored, unquote. Again, all persons were cautioned against harboring her and masters of vessels from taking her off the island, as in either case, it was promised that the law would be most rigidly enforced. Notices for several runaway enslaved people, their descriptions, and rewards for their return were published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, June 14, 1817.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.